Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Is the best of two pros and a cup of Joe with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox on Fox Sports Radio.
How the hell we feeling on a Friday morning, boys? How we feeling?
Well, it's a Friday morning, but it's usually a special type of day, right?
Yeah, it is.
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
What? We've got Brian Fenley doing the updates, so things are bound to go off the tracks at some point today.
That's
a great point.
Yeah, that's a great point. We could steer ourselves into a couple of ditches here or there, some inappropriate commentary. Yeah, that was actually Finley last hour, ironically enough. But it is a special day here. And obviously, as we head into Memorial Day weekend and all that, because it's a football Friday.
You better get
it.
Come on. Catch it. Tackle. Put your hands on here.
It is a football Friday here. So, of course. What's wrong, Lamar?
No, I'll just be sneaking stuff in there when we be singing it. Y'all don't never hear, but I'll be sneaking it. I'll be putting it in there. Every Friday, though, it's the funniest thing. It's like, where's Waldo?
Spike it.
Yeah, you didn't hear the last part.
Yeah, so
maybe you'll catch it on the podcast.
Yeah, maybe. It depends on if we can get all 3 hours of the podcast up. I mean, there's there's always the controversy of whether or not we can get that stuff up.
There really is.
Did it happen again yesterday?
I know it was the day before, I don't know that it was ever fixed. I think people just were bothered by it. Lee, any response to the complaints?
Yes, it was fixed. I don't even know how it happened, but it was it's up there.
So hey, Lee, don't take that from all these people on social media.
Agreed.
All right, you know what, Roberto, play that Conor McGregor drop. All right, one of many we probably have in our arsenal. That's all you need to say to him, Lee. All right,
is it the one where Brady's talking to USC? Is that the?
Well, it's where he's talking about his balls.
Yeah.
Who gives a?
Yeah, there's that.
Well, suck
that
these big artists.
That's right.
There you go, Lee. It is a football Friday. So
that
you,
is a good point.
You might as well offer the balls.
Football Friday means, of course, we got to talk about the Golden State Warriors. How about it, folks? The Golden State Warriors are on to the NBA Finals. They have done it again.
Shocking.
It's just a stunning development. We appreciate the Golden State Warriors putting an end to the Western Conference Finals. Now they move on
on to the next round. But according to Draymond Green, all right, Draymond Green, known agitator, also part of the Volume podcast network there with Colin Cowherd, he had a warning. He had a warning after the game. Here was Draymond.
Like I've said over and over again, I'm going to keep saying it, no one has proven that they can move us off that spot. And that's the mindset that we come into this thing with. We understand what it takes to win a championship. We understand the process and how you have to get better throughout the course of the season. You know, it's not just about winning games throughout the regular season. You know, that's anybody can just win games throughout the regular season. Teams make mistakes. Most teams in the NBA just aren't that good. You know, so you can win games in the regular season. That means nothing.
I mean, he's kind of right, though.
Yeah, he's not lying. Not lying.
By the way, I do think it's...
I mean, I've never been an NBA basketball player in a regular season, so I'm not speaking from, like, true, like, I lived it experience. But, I mean, from what I know of professional sports, I mean, it kind of is the same in football, right? Anybody can win a game in the regular season. But you gotta bring it. You gotta catch fire at the right time, or you just gotta be one of those teams that like he said, they know how to prepare, they know how to do it, and they know how to win. So I mean,
Can I pose this question?
Yeah.
Do we not give them enough credit for legitimately being a dynasty? And I don't know what that needs to be in the NBA, because the bar has been set really high back with Michael Jordan, some Bulls teams, even back before that.
Celtics.
When you talk about the Celtics, you talk about the Lakers.
Yeah.
Like, there were some periods of time where you'd say, okay, like, the NBA has a really, really high bar in regards to dynasties. But they did go to 5 straight NBA finals. They won 3 of those. And we kind of forget that from 2014 to 2019. And then you had, look, Kevin Durant left, Klay Thompson injuries, even, you know, Steph had battled through some stuff. They kind of went through that down period for a couple years and a COVID year, which, you know, I don't know that it played anyone's strengths besides maybe the Lakers.
Yeah.
And now they find themselves in the NBA Finals again. I think what they've done, not only just with the success and the track record, to pretty consistently show up there and be able to win one, but also the way they changed the game. Like, they have forced teams to have to play their style of basketball. Like, they have to match their ability to shoot from the outside and hit shots consistently. And their team's constructed, essentially, to win that matchup, but they're kind of versatile. They can win in a variety of ways. But, like, I don't know that we give them enough credit for the impact that they've had on the league and the success that they have in doing it. Like, I really do feel like if you hate watching the NBA right now, blame the Golden State Warriors. Like, they're the ones that kind of are the ones to blame, who are putting up 40-plus three-point attempts every night almost consistently, at least on average. And that's where the game's gotten to. And it's largely because of their success that everyone's trying to mimic that, or everyone's trying to beat that, which is hard to contend with when you've got one of the greatest shooters of all time in Steph Curry. And then arguably one of the best shooters in Klay Thompson, who can get hot as well. So it's just, they're a tough, tough out when they've got all cylinders going.
And there was two different, man, how many titles are they going to win? This Warriors dynasty has surpassed them a long time ago. Like I wouldn't even put the Heat 4-year run with LeBron and Bosh and Wade even in the conversation with what Golden State has done. And the best part is, all homegrown. They didn't go out and the one guy they went out and added was Kevin Durant, but now they're back.
He was looking to
join. Oh yeah, of course. Like, and you know, and Draymond Green was tearful in a parking lot after he lost in 2016 to the Cavs, which is the rumor, and he called Kevin Durant. But they're basically bookending the Kevin Durant era with title appearances.
Exactly. You go.
And that, I think, is the most impressive part. And I think Steph's career legacy, where this puts him, especially if they win, and I'm assuming they're going to be favored against either Miami or Boston in the next round. If they win again, and they do it this time without Kevin Durant like they did previously, I just wonder where this puts Steph Curry amongst the conversation with all-time greats.
He's changed the league. He's already in that conversation, right? I mean, he's already the greatest shooter of all time. I don't think anyone will argue that. In terms of winning, it's almost strange how we look at Steph Curry and try to come up with so many, you know, people try to come up with so many qualifiers as it applies to him, because he just, he's like the American dream, right? He gives every person hope that they could actually be something elite, even though they don't have the alien body, the alien look, right? They're not, he's not 6'11", 6'10", and can handle the ball like a point guard. Like, he's a normal dude. He's 6'2", 6'3"?
6'3",
I think.
You
know, and you know, I know Steph. Like, he's definitely not even taller than me. So, and I'm 6'3". You know, I'm 6'4" with shoes on. But, you know, just to see his stature, and he's just like, he's like a Peter Parker. Like, he could walk through school, and if you had to pick him out of a lineup, like, who is the greatest shooter? Who's one of the greatest winners? Who's one of the greatest players ever in the history of the game? And you had all of them lined up in a lineup, you would not pick Steph Curry out.
Are you calling him a nerd?
No, I'm not calling him a nerd. I'm just saying he doesn't fit the description of what you would consider to be the great. Like, you know, you see guys like Michael Jordan. He didn't look like he was tall amongst the taller guys in the league. Hmm. And he's 3 inches taller than
racist.
That's not racist at all. Okay. You know, that could be, I don't know what that is, but it's not racist. Anyway, The idea, you guys do this to me every show.
What?
Y'all just do this weird little thing to me.
And now Berto's in on it. Yeah.
And Berto's in
racist.
On it now. Oh, jeez. All right. Okay. So, anyway, I think you certainly have to think of Steph Curry, and you have to now – start having the conversation. You guys mentioned LeBron James and that Miami Heat team. We talk about LeBron James in so many different ways, but if you think about it, Steph Curry has enterprised himself and branded himself just as much outside of the game as well. You know, maybe it hasn't been as loud, you know, as what LeBron James has done. You know, he's done movies, he's done, you know, TV shows, he's done all kinds of different things. He's created a production company. But you know what? So has Steph Curry. Steph Curry has become a global icon. You know, he goes overseas. He has done a ton of things with Under Armour. He has built a brand that has transcended the game of basketball while winning. And I think he puts all doubts to bed.
Yeah.
To win if he wins a championship this year. It's
I don't
solidified.
Know what doubts are left. Let me kind of give you a cool stat, though. Just in looking at, like, you know, what Jonas said, them being homegrown and then kind of doing it their way and how this thing's built, like their impact on the league. So when they first won the NBA Finals versus Cleveland back in 2014, they shot the seventh most threes in the league during the course of the regular season, but they were fifth as far as how many they made. The next season, it was the 13th, but the second most made, right? And so what you start to see as they move forward is everyone's trying to catch up with them. Everyone's trying to shoot and make as many threes as they are. And so actually, like the following year after that, they're 20th in the league, but they were first in three-pointers made. You go back to this past season, 20th in the league as far as three-pointer attempts, but they're third as far as what they've made. So the whole point is, everyone's trying to replicate their style and what they do, but it's incredibly hard to do that because they've got the greatest shooter and they've got one of the best shooters in Klay Thompson. And then they've got guys who can facilitate out around them and other guys who are coming on as good shooters. So that's the difficulty. You know, you could see teams take, you know, 40, 50 threes, but if you're only hitting 7, 8 of them, it's not working. Like, that's not a game plan for success. And they've got, to me, the right pieces to be able to adapt to those nights where, look, Golden State's not going to be lights out every single night. I mean, I will say Steph Curry's worst night isn't as probably bad as other people's out there. But that being said, like, that's the formula. Like, they've literally made everyone in the NBA try to play their brand, their game of basketball, and you can't beat them at it.
That's true.
Unbelievable.
And to talk about Steph Curry, it's really on Phil.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
So who's ready for an update on how Colin Kaepernick looked at his tryout the Las Vegas Raiders?
Look?
Yeah. Josh McDaniels, the head coach there, he provided an update, or at least he was asked about, do you have any comments on the workout for Colin Kaepernick? And then also talked about what it means to his starting quarterback right now, Derek Carr, having Kaepernick work out for the Raiders. Here was the Raiders coach yesterday.
We won't only talk about the people that are on our team. I mean, we really don't make comments about the evaluations that we made or what they look like, what they didn't look like, strengths and weaknesses, those kind of things. They're kind of private, obviously, for us. You know, if players are added to the team, then obviously we'll talk about them at that point. I mean, I think Derek's pretty comfortable with where he's at. I think he knows who he is for us. I know he knows how I feel about him, how we feel about him. And, I don't think that's really a big thing to Derek at this point. I think he knows this is his football team and he's working like it on the field, and he's leading the way that we want him to lead, and he's doing all the right things. I couldn't ask more from Derek Carr, and very pleased with what he's doing so far.
Why is it even a discussion whether or not Kaepernick is any sort of a threat to Derek Carr, or does Derek Carr feel any sort of way about him getting a tryout? Why is this?
I've stated this before. Sometimes you got to look at it from the aspect of success can be, or popularity or fame can be a detractor as well as something that is an asset. And because of his fame and his popularity that's connected to Kaepernick, I think take that along with him being a first-year head coach and relationship building with Carr, I think that he felt it necessary to make it a point to state it out loud and to make sure that there's nothing up for interpretation. And that's purely based upon the popularity of Kaepernick. And that goes against Kaepernick's opportunity to get a fair opportunity, in my opinion, to get onto a roster. Because you're going to have for a backup, for a quarterback that will be a backup on your team, you're going to have conversations after every at every single media gathering that coach has for every player. They are all going to have to overwhelmingly assess and chime in and discuss what's going on with Cap. And that's not, if you're a team, you know that becomes a distraction.
100%.
So this is
that's going to work against you if you're Kaepernick.
Just give me a second, Jonas, because this is one thing I kind of failed to talk about yesterday, and that's on me. Because I feel like this scenario is it's repeating itself. Josh McDaniels was the head coach who drafted Tim Tebow.
Wow.
So think about this. Like, we kind of – like, look, Colin Kaepernick and what he protested for and why he's been out of the league, you know, maybe there's some different things with all that. But the thought process behind it is this. He became what a lot of people viewed as a backup. Like, he had demonstrated over a period of time after the Super Bowl run and what he did early on in his career that he wasn't capable of doing it consistently at the point of being a starter. And a lot of people looked at him back and they said, at this point, there's a lot of baggage that comes along with him because of what he's protesting and standing for, and we don't know if we want that from our backup. That's a lot of the what was behind probably teams staying away from him after that 2016 season. Tim Tebow had a very similar deal with him, now completely different, you know, being outspoken about his faith or whatever else it was. He got to a point, too, where I think people viewed him and said, okay, he's not able to consistently, accurately, efficiently throw a football. And you had to, you know, do a lot around your team in order to make it work or have a lot to make it work. And so he became viewed as maybe a backup or maybe he needs to move to another position, right? But people didn't want to give him that opportunity because of all the baggage that came along with him. Different baggage, but baggage. The interesting thing about this is we had said all along, like Josh McDaniels, you seldom get a head coaching opportunity, let alone two. But he was young enough where we knew, based on how he handled things with Indy, and given the success that he's had as a play caller, an offensive mind, there was no doubt he was going to get another shot. And then he took this opportunity. That you're like, huh, kind of weird. Now, it makes sense from the structure of the organization because the general manager that was hired is someone who he's really close to, so why not go work with someone that you're aligned with hip by hip? But he talked about how he learned from his past experiences. Well, you drafted Tim Tebow, and now you're bringing in a guy that if you add him to the roster, you're inviting the same things that created distractions then. Like, I was traded for that offseason. Like, I remember the conversations he had to have about Kyle Orton at that time because of Tebow's presence. And we were watching Tebow in practice and going, there's no way in hell this kid's going to play, or at least play and be able to make it. Like, he can't throw the football consistently well enough. We knew that. So you're going to have to create a running offense. You're going to have to do different things with him in order to allow him to have a chance at succeeding. But he never even made it that far. Spygate 2.0. No one talks about it. I digress. Like, this is the exact same scenario, although a little different. And it's odd to me that in his next stint at coaching, as a head coach, and everything he said, how he's learned and all this stuff, I go, have you though? Because now you're inviting the opportunity where I feel like you're in a bit of a, I don't want to say a hole where you need to sign him, but you're the team that brought him in to work him out. Maybe you just wanted to see where he was at and that became public, so be it. But you're the only one. And so you seem to have more interest than the other two reported teams because, you know, they might be kicking the tires on them. They haven't brought him in for a workout. But you're inviting the same exact thing that caused distractions and maybe led to you not having as much success in your previous stint. You're doing it again. So that's a troubling sign for me if I'm a Raiders fan.
And that's why I think Mark Davis has got his hands all over this. I just, to your point, if it went as poorly as it did or was a problem in Denver, why would he go back to the well with Colin Kaepernick? I mean, look, all he did was try out in the middle of May, and he's got to have a press conference and defend his current starting quarterback. That tells me that this, if I were to bet, Mark Davis was all in on wanting this to happen, this tryout to happen, and I wonder if Josh McDaniels was like, I don't know, dude. Is this really worth it? Because the idea that he – look, if Derek Carr was going to be upset or bothered or concerned about his status, a couple of things. One, he already got extended. And number two, didn't they trade for Jarrett Stidham? Like, when you're giving up something to bring another quarterback in, that would be cause for concern.
But
the
here's
fact the
thing.
Cap's even part of the conversation is problematic.
The fact that it's a conversation gives the relevance and the validity to why teams stay away. Like understand that. Like, it's driving the point home. Quarterbacks try out every day. They try out every day at different teams. This is not like a rare occurrence. Like, oh, they did a tryout for Cap. No. They bring in players all the time. It's the fact that you brought in Kaepernick. And the fact that it's like, maybe this was a social experiment. Like, can we possibly bring the guy in and get a tryout and get it on film just in case? There may be an injury that takes place. Like, this is what teams do. You collect the information. You see how good a shape they're in. You see if they understand the terminology that you have. You see if they can, have a chemistry with the people they're throwing the ball with. Maybe that's not even it because those people might not even be there. You're just collecting data. That's what it's for. But for it to turn into now a conversation of, is the starting quarterback's job safe? Like, that only is going to happen with a guy like a Colin Kaepernick. Like, it is so – that is so unique to the one person. I mean, out of anybody that – like, I can guarantee you, if you called up every agent around the country and said, do you have a – or that has a quarterback, has your free agent quarterback worked out? I can guarantee you those quarterbacks have worked out.
Yeah.
And there's no conversation about it. And that proves the point of what's going on.
It's funny to me, too, that logically, if you think about it, yeah, a guy who hasn't played in 6 years is threatening your starting quarterback. I mean – that's the problem. From Derek Carr's perspective, he's probably rolling his eyes and going, really? Like, really? This dude's going to come in and take my job? But it's the narrative that's built up by all those who aren't even actually around the sport, right? They write on stuff they don't know. It's the Twitter sphere. It's all the Twitter folks who want to chime in on things that they're experts on. Meanwhile, they're in their parents' basement and trying to figure out life. But they're brilliant when it comes to figuring out an NFL roster and how that works.
I used to think that was like a joke. Until I like recently have found out that is actually true, man.
Yeah, it's like a 13, 14-year-old kid who is like trying to bash you because, I mean, they just, you know, they haven't been parented right. They probably need to be focused on other things, trying to be a productive member of society. I don't even want to go down that whole wormhole, but that's where we're at. Like, this is a very toxic, polluting environment for young people and for those who don't have a goal, a dream, anything they're trying to achieve. They're going to chime in on Twitter. And then you have top-level executives. You have people who are, at whether it's in the media industry, whether it's in even NFL organizations, they pay attention to it. It's mind-boggling. I mean, you've got Elon Musk right now who is looking at trying to potentially buy Twitter. And one of the biggest holdups is they don't know how many bots there are. And the reason why is because Twitter doesn't want to reveal how they go about determining bots. And the number, honestly, could be as high as a third of users.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a third of the stuff that you see out there is just completely fake. Or it's being manipulated by who knows. And whether that's sports, politics, news, whatever. And that's the day and age we're at right now, which is crazy.
This is my favorite part. Is there like a couple of things really stood out about Colin Kaepernick. This is one of the reports, according to Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. His arm strength and good overall conditioning. First of all, as you said yesterday, Brady, yeah, he probably still has a strong arm. Just like George Foreman could still punch when he was 50 years old. Like that stuff, that never goes away. Yeah. And overall conditioning, what are they doing? Putting him in a decathlon? Like, are they putting him in like, go see if you can run a 4-minute mile? Like, why is this? It's just people trying to push this and sell it over and over again that won't just give up the fact that the guy walked away from the NFL in his prime. It's over, dude.
Yeah.
Like, that's a wrap. Well,
on that point, I think ESPN should take more ownership of how they have, in some ways, ruined the way sports are. I mean, in all seriousness, like they've tried to make and sensationalize every little thing that's even closely connected to it and make it into a sports story instead of staying on sports. And it's killed their network. It has literally killed their network to a degree where people have tuned out. But part of the issue is, and now you see stuff in college football, and we can talk about this at this point, about the SEC having their own playoff. Well, why would they construct something like this? Well, because ESPN has the rights to it, like solely has the rights to it. And they've realized they've pushed the college football playoff to the point where, you know, they basically made it its own thing, its own regional thing. It's killing college football. College football is a national sport. I mean, not to get off on a completely separate tangent, but like when you hear the reporting, you see the stuff they want to put on television. They need to be held accountable. They're putting out a lot of crap at times. And in all seriousness, like it's manipulating the way we look at things and how people report on things and how people think about things. And I don't think they understand the role that they're playing in all of this. And it's played even a role in Colin Kaepernick and how we're talking about something like this.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
So the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson, I don't know what the hell's happening. Lamar Jackson's not showing up to OTAs, still no contract. Apparently he's not interested in having a discussion about a long-term contract extension, but the reports are that the Ravens are interested. Ravens president Sashi Brown spoke with WBAL in Baltimore and had this to say about the situation with Lamar Jackson.
Voluntary does mean voluntary, and that's true. And I think, you know, Lamar's been out working this offseason. Eric and John talked about it. So no, I don't think any reason for alarm. And he's been very vocal in terms of Lamar, in terms of his support and desire to be in Baltimore. So we're pleased that he's out there working and not going to make a big deal out of this.
Okay, so what's happening here? Anybody got any guesses? Anybody got any theories as to why this has not gotten done?
I mean, it could go a number of ways, right? I mean, Aaron Rodgers doesn't show up for OTAs. There's other quarterbacks who, you know, haven't showed up in the past. They might feel like they don't need to. And to Sashi Brown's point, it is voluntary. You know, he's younger in his career than maybe most would have done it, but he has already been a league MVP. I don't think anyone doubts him as far as his capabilities as a winner, as a leader, as the quarterback, starting quarterback of that franchise. There is an element, though, of like, look, you're the leader. And you need to be here with the rest of the guys. There have been new additions to the team, you know, develop chemistry with some of those guys. But maybe it's about the subtraction from the team, you know, moving on from a guy like Hollywood Brown. And he's going, wait a second, you know, this was one of my guys. And you moved on, and it seemed like he was surprised about it. So I don't know if it's that or he's saying, look, you guys have presented me with a contract from what I'm being told. It's not, you know, what I'm looking for. You know, we've only heard one side of the conversation. We haven't heard Lamar Jackson talk about it. He doesn't have an agent, and whoever's helping him, consulting with him, they're not going to speak out on his behalf. So it creates only a one-sided dialogue that, yeah, maybe they do want to talk to him. Maybe they have already talked to him and offered him something. And maybe he doesn't feel like, you know, it's enough to satisfy what he should be paid. whatever the case may be. Maybe he's just honestly out there working on his craft and he needs to focus on himself and improving his passing skills more so than anything else. And that's the only thing he wants to focus on until he gets to mini camp and training camp. You know, there's a number of different ways this could go. But the reality is, in regards to the extension, the Ravens hold all the cards because they're the only ones that have any line of communication with the media and the message that's being out there, thrown out there.
He clearly has gone the unconventional route with representation. When I look at everything that I've seen from Lamar Jackson, he seems like the type of guy that he's just a normal dude. You know, the no one cares, just do better. The approach to his post-game interviews and how he's just a very likable and candid young man. I don't think he enjoys, from my interpretation, I don't think he's a big spotlight guy. I think he enjoys the simpler ways of doing things. I'm not going to put too much into this as a conspiracy theory. I honestly think that with the Hollywood Brown situation and him having that moment on Twitter and saying, you know, how he felt about it, and then just a lot of the things that are being discussed about the contractual situation, I just think he wants to just work. I think he has that Clubber Lang approach, like nobody cares, get better type of deal. And if for him staying away as long as he can to stay away from media or any type of attention, there's a strong possibility that that's what he's doing. He's just working, and he's working outside of any type of, you know, media light. Now, but then there's the other side of it that I fall on, and it says, does he want to come back? You know, is there the remote chance or the idea that this is just, I'm going to do my time. I don't really have anything to say about it. I'm not going to do anything voluntary. I'm going to do everything that I'm supposed to do within the rules of not breaking any rules. And then at the end of my time, the end of my contract, either, you know, we make it make sense with the way the contract looks and where the team is going, or I test the free agency market. Either way, be clear, Lamar Jackson has not done one thing incorrectly in terms of being wrong. Like, you can interpret, maybe we don't like the fact that he may not have representation or he should be at OTAs because he's the leader or whatever it may be that people may form opinions about. But in theory, Lamar Jackson has done nothing wrong and should not be painted in a light as if he may have done something wrong or is doing something wrong or is trying to leverage them. He just seems like a normal, simple guy.
Yeah.
And that might just be what this is that, you know, God forbid, like take this for a moment, right? God forbid the kid just wants to play out his contract and then revisit his contract when his contract is done. I mean, imagine that. Imagine you got a guy that wants to play out their contract. It's almost like that's polarizing at this point.
It's his approach is different, which is why I like him. He's probably my favorite player in the NFL to watch. I think he's fantastic. He's electric every time. I just can't help but think, and maybe this is people on the outside thinking for him, and maybe this isn't the least of his concerns. His style of play, wouldn't you want to get something done pretty quick? Like, Kyler Murray, like, wouldn't you want to get something done pretty quick? And it may not be top of the market Deshaun Watson contract or what the next big contract's going to be. Maybe get it done a little early and you take a couple of million less. But at least you know I'm going to be set up long-term moving forward based on my style of play. Like, that's the part that I can't get over, that I just wonder if he had an agent, the agent would say to him, hey, dude, like, you missed a few games last year. Like that is your football mortality knocking on your door saying, this is how this could go for you, especially with your style of play. Why not put pen to paper and get something done? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you on that. I do think there's football and then there's business. And maybe this is more, you know, driven out of his love and passion for football if he just wants to, you know, finish out this contract, if that's the way he wants to go. I mean, there's a reason why it's so seldom we've seen anyone do it, because there's a ton of risk to it from the business aspect and the style of play and the way he plays. So that's the tough part. Like, this isn't, hey, you committed. Well, and this wouldn't even be a good instance of that. Like, you committed, you went to Louisville to go play. You went to Heisman, and you know, you obviously brought them a lot of success. But if I'm not mistaken, he did leave a year early. So it's not even like he's like, hey, I stayed because, you know, I wanted to finish out my four years of eligibility, right? I don't believe that was the case for him. So I'm not sure that's what this is about. I wonder if it's about more he's looking at Baltimore and saying, you know, this isn't where I want to be. Like, I'm a good enough player to be able to control where I go. And they can try to do all they can by franchise tagging me, et cetera. But eventually it'll get to the point where they'll just say, all right, we got to move on. And I think that's the hard thing is for Baltimore, if he continues to keep pushing the envelope to free agency, yeah, they can tag him once. They can tag him twice. They can tag him a third time. But now that number's pretty astronomical. And, you know, you look at that and you go, well, what's their recourse? Tag him and then trade him? Yeah, I guess. But you still would need, you know, his involvement in all of that, you know, because they're going to want to get something in return for what they're losing in Lamar Jackson. But I kind of look at it and go, look, he's from South Florida. You know, I do wonder if he's monitoring the Miami Dolphins situation and saying, poof, man, if Tua doesn't ball out this year, like, how do I find myself there, right? Imagine him coming back home, being to play in front of a home crowd. That could be enticing to him. Maybe he's got his eye on another team, you know, and maybe it's not any of this. And that's where it's left up for obviously the interpretation, because again, we're only hearing from one side of all of it. But he's in a great position to do whatever he wants. And that's a position of power because of how he's played, whether it's a new contract with Baltimore, whether it's continue to push the envelope to get somewhere else, whatever he wants to do. It's out here for him, at least at this point.
It's two pros and a cup of Joe.
I'll say this. Can I say this super quickly? And it is two pros and a cup of Joe.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll say this. He strikes me as the type of guy. Like, I remember Courtney Brown went number one overall in the draft my year. And those were when contracts were crazy big for rookies. Courtney Brown is a very different person than the average person in terms of how he views the world. I can probably guarantee you he still has the bulk majority of his rookie contract in the bank. I would be willing to bet the bank on it that he has the bulk of his rookie contract.
That's awesome.
Here's the point I'm making about Lamar Jackson. Yes, he left early from school, but there's the idea that most guys did not have a lot of money, didn't come from money, and didn't have a lot of money. A lot of money sometimes isn't what drives some of these guys. And making it into the league and getting a paycheck where he can handle the things that he does on a daily basis, where if it was his mom, the motivation of that, or whoever else, you start to learn. Like, for me, I learned it at a later age. I got to be honest. Like, I spent money. I wasn't crazy frivolous, but I definitely spent money. But the idea of it is that some guys don't come into the league feeling like they got to spend money. They may live off of $200,000, you know, $300,000 within a fiscal year. And that is a lot to them. And they do what they want to do. They live the life that they want to live. So it's not like, in terms of like the business aspect of it, he may be viewing this as, I'm making more than enough money currently with what my current situation is, and I'm actually making more than enough money to be sustainable for my life.
How much do you think he's made so far up to this point?
It doesn't matter.
I understand the point you're making.
I don't know.
Okay, how much would you guess?
I don't know. I mean, at this point, he's going into his, I mean, maybe 10 million or so.
He's made 9.5 in 4 years.
Really?
But that might, but here's
That's
the thing.
That's grossly underpaid for what he's done and accomplished.
And that is, by standard, 100% correct. But by his interpretation of how he views the world and how he's viewing what he's doing,
I just don't know that he's the type of guy that's driven by that. I think he's driven by his accomplishments on the field, what he represents to. It just, this is who he comes across to me.
But understand this: it's an assumption.
Right.
The only contradicting thing is if you leave school early to want to get paid sooner and get to that point sooner, you would think that once you've accomplished this much, you'd then want to, you know, reap the rewards of that.
That's not just
a fifth-year option, though, and maybe he'll make $23 million this year. That's great. But even then, that's grossly underpaid for what he's accomplished so far. I mean, he should be looking at $150 million total in guarantees.
Yeah.
At least.
And I would not disagree with that. But the reason why I don't think it's a contradiction is because you're getting to the point of where it's your job and you're able to make a living off of it. And again, like I brought up Courtney, but some guys look at it from the standpoint, which I think it's an anomaly. Like, right. Like, I think that whatever it is that he's got going on, I don't think it's driven by trying to get as much money out of it as he possibly can. I truly think that his motivations are different just from his interviews, just from listening to the way he speaks and handles things. So I don't think it's a contradiction. I think that he wanted to make money, but I don't think that he's driven by how much money that he can make out of it. It doesn't strike me that way.
Then why not take a low ball offer from Baltimore?
Why not just play out your contract?
Because if you play out that contract, he could be 8 years with Baltimore.
Okay.
Where they just have to keep franchise tagging him, technically.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if he's looking at it as I'm going to play ball and I'm going to let it play out the way it's going to play out, like I'm not trying to come to a conclusion for him because I'm basing this off of just my interpretation of it. So I don't know what his motivations are. I'm just saying if his motivation is just to play and let that stuff take care of itself and that's kind of how he's approaching it, it certainly is way out of the norm, but I kind of find it kind of refreshing and actually very interesting, to be honest. I'm interested to see how it's going to play out.
Yeah, it'll be cool to see if he does get picked. By the way, if he signs a contract extension later on today, let's delete this entire segment from the podcast. We'll go ahead and
why? I don't think that it's still relevant.
You know, just and by the way, I think Brady did lowball him, saying $150 million guaranteed. It would have been $230 if he had 22 assault claims against
you
him.
Stupid.
So I'm just saying, you know, if he really wants that money.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.